Hi, everybody. I'm Sam, and this is My Sister's Diary. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of My Sister's Diary. Today, I am reading your diary. So I asked on Instagram to my listeners to submit basically anything you would write in your diary for this week or something only your diary could hear. So something you want to rant about, something you need to get off your chest. If you have like a secret you need to tell, this is the place to do that. So we did this for our very, very, very first episode. And I thought it would be fun to bring it back. I always love to chit chat at the beginning of the episode. So I'm going to do some of that. And then I have, well, actually, I was going to say two different things, but basically it's all chit chat. So let's do that. Let's just get started. And then we'll read your guys's entries. So let me get my notes. Okay. First thing I want to talk about is, I have a stomachache. The first thing I want to talk about is I read this book by Jeanette McCurdy. If you don't know who that is, she played Sam on iCarly. And I read her book. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died. Mom, if you're listening, I did not relate to that sentence. If you died, I wouldn't be glad. Anyway, it's been on my list of books to read for a long time, and it just hasn't been available to check out from my library app. So I finally got it, and it was kind of a crazy read. I'm not going to lie. Well, listen, whatever. I don't actually read. It surprised me because I expected the book to be more like, to be more talking about her and her mom's relationship and where things kind of went wrong. And like, I was like, why is she glad her mom died? But it doesn't really, it kind of just follows her own journey. Obviously her mom's involved in it, but it doesn't really come, she doesn't really talk like bad about her mom until the end when she's kind of figuring out that a lot of her problems and stuff that she's been dealing with is because of her mom and things that her mom taught her when she was young. And just, it's crazy. It's really eye-opening too, to like the life of a child actor and everything that they go through. It's crazy. It makes me never want to put my children in acting. Not that I was planning on doing it anyway, but it's hard to think about being a kid and literally working. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy to me that like we can even have kids do this, but then also if we didn't have kids do this, like a lot of movies wouldn't even be possible. So I don't, there's got to be something, like there's got to be laws that protect these kids more, you know. Maybe I think there, I mean there are laws about how many hours they can work and like schoolwork and stuff like that, but I don't know, I feel like we need to protect these kids more, and I don't know the solution, but we need to work on it. Okay, next thing is I don't know if there's actually flames or not. I made popcorn for my daughter the other day, and I just have like these single serve bags, so they don't have a lot of popcorn in them. And that's the only popcorn I had at the moment. So I popped her some popcorn, but I read the instructions. I read the instructions on the stupid little bag, and it said to pop it from 1 minute to 1 minute and 30 seconds. And I was like, okay, well, our microwave usually takes a little bit longer, so I'm going to put it in for a minute and 30 seconds. So that happens. I'm turned around facing away from the microwave doing something, and my little girl, it goes off. She opens the microwave and she's like, ah, the fire. I don't think there's flames. I really don't, because I turned around and there was like smoke kind of, well, she had shut the microwave. So I walked over to the microwave, opened it up, and like some smoke came out, but it wasn't crazy. I think it just scared her, but it absolutely smelled like burnt popcorn times 10. It smelled so, so bad, and it lingered all day long, all day long. I cleaned out the microwave. I took the little plate thing out. I cleaned it, and it still, that was a week ago, and it still smells like burnt popcorn in my kitchen. And I might have to get rid of my microwave, because it's still, every time you open it, it smells like that, and it's not a good smell, not a good smell at all. It's so, 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 so gross. Oh, so don't ever listen to the instructions on the microwave popcorn bag, because they're wrong. They're wrong. Almost caused a fire in my house. Can you imagine if my house burned down? It's because I was trying to make popcorn. That'd be terrible. Okay, next thing. I went to a weights class on accident on last Monday. I usually go to a class at 7, but my brain forgot, and I went to I went to the gym at 8 when that class was ending. There was another class at 8, obviously. And I was like, well, I could probably handle it. You know, I used to go to this class a long time ago. And I was like, you know, I've been working out for a couple months. I could probably handle it. So I go into this class. Oh my gosh. You know, it's bad when you walk out of the class and you're already sore, because peak soreness is supposed to hit at like day 2 or day 3, not the day of. So that should just explain to you how sore I was. And then the next day I had to, you know, when you're so, your legs are so sore, you can't sit on the toilet. Yeah, it was like that, but worse. So I had to like back up to the toilet, just standing, aim my butt to land on the toilet seat and just literally fall because I could not bend my legs. Oh my gosh, it hurt so bad. And then going down the stairs, because we've been redoing the texture in our basement hallway, so I've been up and down the stairs a lot. I had to like walk sideways and just kind of like fall and then fall, you know. Anyway, it's probably good for me to go to that class. I probably shouldn't have gone as like with the weights. I should have gone a little bit lighter, but I don't know, everybody else in the room, I did go lighter than everyone else in the room, but I don't know. I was like, I can do it if these guys can do it. No, I need to listen to my body more and not base my weights that I use off of what the instructor or other people are using, because I am still getting back into it and it's hard. I forget sometimes that I had a baby less than a year ago and that it takes time to get back to, you know, working out. Next thing, Easter. I should have said this at the top of the episode. I hope everybody had a great Easter. It's so fun. My son said, I don't know why, he was just like so stoked for Easter this year. And he told me that Easter is his favorite holiday. And I was like, even more than Christmas? And he's like, yeah, it's so fun. So I don't know what it was about Easter, but he had a freaking blast. We went to a like community Easter egg hunt on Saturday. We got there and it was freaking cold outside, and it was supposed to be indoor, but they moved it to outdoor, and it was 30 degrees. It was 30 degrees when we got there, and my dumb dummy self didn't bring a jacket. I just had like this really lightweight sweater on, and it wasn't even a sweater. It was more like the waffle knit. It was like waffle knit, just long sleeve shirt. And I was really cold. I was freaking cold, but I was going to suck it up. My husband had to go back and get my daughter some closed-toed shoes because she was wearing sandals. She had socks on, but her toes were still cold, and he barely made it back in time for the egg hunt. And it's funny because the announcer who was, so all the kids are like lined up, you know, and they did like, they did in a field, so there was enough room for kids to line up like in a square around. And that doesn't matter. I just thought you guys should, you know, have a better visual. But the announcer guy was like, okay, we're going to do a countdown. And, you know, everyone's expecting him to be like a countdown from 10 or a countdown to 3 from 3. But he's like, we're going to do a 30-second countdown. And you hear the whole crowd's like, and so he's like, okay, we're going to start the countdown in 3. No. That's not what he said. He said, we're going to start the countdown. Ready, set, go. And he said, go. And of course, you know, 200 kids hear the word go and they're going to start running. So he says, ready, set, go. And he meant like go countdown from 30. No, the kids just started sprinting. And, you know, when 5 go, the rest have to go. So they just took off running. It was pretty funny. I am so amazed. There's so many eggs, so much candy, all that stuff. But it goes so, so quick. And it like makes me anxious and nervous to, I don't know how to explain it. But I'm like nervous whenever it's like the feeling when like in PE when you had to run or something and it was a race. I'm trying to think. I don't really feel like we did races in PE, but that's the only example I can think of when they're like ready, set, go. And just that feeling right before they say go. I still get that when my kids do Easter egg hunts and stuff like that. So yeah, but then you could see kids walking up just, you know, 1 or 2 minutes late and it's already over. And then they're so sad because they just barely missed it. And it's really, it's sad. I felt really bad. I guess that's why you gotta be on time. Okay. Oh, this next thing really has me unwell. So Robbie and I have been watching The Last of Us. I talked about this a while ago, but we've been waiting for the next season to come out. It finally came out. And of course, they're not doing the whole season at once. They're doing episode by episode. So we watched episode 1 and then episode 2 came out, I'm pretty sure today. And my TikTok, I've been talking about The Last of Us and kind of looking up like when it's going to come out and stuff. And so my TikTok is like, oh, you want to see The Last of Us stuff? So I get on TikTok this morning. The very first TikTok I see spoiled like a major, major thing in the episode. And oh, I'm so, so mad. I'm like, do I even watch the freaking episode anymore? I'm still going to watch it, of course. But I hate having to avoid social media when a show comes out and you haven't had the chance to watch it yet. I know there's really no way around that, but I still hate it. I'm like, I wish that didn't happen. I wish I could go back and take that little piece of information out of my mind, because it just makes it less fun to watch. You know what I mean? Or like when I'm watching The Bachelor or something and I get on and I see a spoiler. I'm like, why? Now it's not as fun. It's not as fun to watch. And I am not a person who, I don't know, some people look up spoilers on purpose. I am not that person. I do not want to be spoiled. I want it to be real. So that irritated me for sure. Okay. Okay. Next thing. Sorry, I'm trying to be fast because I feel like I always spend so much time just rambling beforehand, and I don't want to lose you guys. Okay. So the next thing I'm going to talk about is, and I've touched on this so much, you guys are probably still sick of hearing about it, but Robbie sent me this thing that's been circling around on like Reels or TikTok, and about, it's a post that basically says, God let me, I'm 85 and God let me wake up in my 35-year-old body, and the things like hearing their kids' tiny little feet running around, or their little voices again, or their smiles and their giggles, and just like I don't know how to explain it. The gut reaction I have when I read that kind of stuff, or when people are like, you're going to miss this. I'm like, I know I'm going to miss this. And it is so, I don't know how to get over it. I really don't. Because I just spend so much time, not when I'm with my kids, but more like when they go to bed or something, and I just have time to think. My brain has been like, this isn't going to last forever. And it literally makes me sick that someday Robbie and I are just going to be home and it's just going to be the two of us. We're not going to have little tiny feet running around. We're not going to have, you know, them jumping up on us and giving us a hug and kissing our faces. And, you know, that just makes me so, so bummed. And I don't know how to get over it. And I know people are like, well, life is still good. There's still good things about life. I know that. But I don't know. And Robbie sent that to me. And I was like, are you trying to kill me? Are you trying to kill me? You know that this has been hard for me. So don't send me that kind of crap, because it makes me more sad. I wasn't actually mad at him. But I see that so much on Instagram and TikTok. And I really try to scroll past it, because I'm like, I do not want to stay here and dwell on missing something that I'm still in. You know, how can I possibly miss this stage already, because I'm in it right now. So I don't want to spend my time being sad about it. And I'm really trying not to. So I don't know. I see it on TikTok and Instagram, like I said, all the time, where moms are like, just like, try to memorize these moments. It's fleeting. It's not going to last. Your kids are going to grow up. And I'm like, I don't want to see that anymore. I don't want to see it, because it makes me sad. But okay, next thing. This is a positive thing. Most of these things that I thought about this week came from social media, mostly TikTok. But yeah, these next two things definitely came from TikTok. It's spring, you know. Well, actually, no, it's summer. If you listen to my last episode, it's summer. So it's time to grow flowers and all that kind of stuff. And I've been wanting for the last couple years to do a cut garden, where it's just like, I don't know exactly what kind of flowers, because I'm still learning, but I want to do a cut garden somewhere. And the problem is, I know one year we did planter boxes under the window, under the windows in the front of our house. And I watered them for like a couple weeks. And then I kind of got bored and was like, I don't really want to water these anymore. And they kind of died. So I don't want that to happen again. So I am, I don't know. We need to get a sprinkling system before I do any sort of flower garden. But if anyone has ever done something like this, like, I love having fresh flowers in my house. And that's kind of the idea, is if I have a cut garden, then I can just go out there and make my own little bouquet and it'll be so cute. So if anyone's done that before, hit me up, because I need some tips. I don't really know how to garden and make something live. You know, I always end up killing it. So hopefully a sprinkling system would actually help that. But there's like certain ways you have to prune the flowers, and I don't know how to do that. So I definitely need to do some more research. Okay, let's move on to listener submissions. So the first one says, my 3-year-old daughter is so freaking mean. She always tells me she hates me and our family. She bullies me all day. And then whenever we get around people, she always says, I love you, mommy, and tells me I'm beautiful. She is getting crazy about this mental warfare. Oh, 3-year-olds. Everyone always talks about the terrible twos. I'm here to tell you that the terrible twos are not that bad. They're not terrible. I get that they are hard, for sure. But 3-year-olds? Man, nobody warned me about 3-year-olds. When they say three-nager, that's like teenager, 3-year-old, you know, mixed together. That is so true. And I feel like it lasts until about 6 years old. So it's like from 3 to 6. Oh, they're like little teenagers, and they will tell you they hate you, and they will hit you and scream at you and punch you. And then 3 seconds later, they'll come give you a hug and a kiss and be like, I love you, mommy. You're the best mommy ever. It's so much whiplash. Like, please. It is so hard. That has been the hardest stage with both of my older kids is 3 years old. It's been really, really hard. They're both kind of out of it a little bit. My little girl is almost 5, so she's still within like the 3 to 6 range. And it's hard. And I understand it's hard for them too. Like, they're learning how to handle their emotions. They're learning big things. And I try to be patient with them, but it's hard when they constantly tell you they hate you. You know, I totally feel you. Okay, let's read the next one. It says, I'm pregnant with my 4th and I'm gaining so much freaking weight. It pisses me off because I'm back in my hometown and everyone notices how big I've gotten. Typically, I wouldn't care, but the weight has been very, very noticeable. Yeah, with my 3rd baby, I gained a lot of weight. And it's okay. I don't know. I feel like I can say it's okay now, but I'll be straight up honest with you guys. When I was pregnant, I had a really, really hard time with it. Body image issues were at an all-time high. It's just hard when you're pregnant and you already don't feel good. You already feel ugly. You already feel, you know, just bleh. And then to gain weight so rapidly, and it's shocking to see your body change that fast. And so I think it's totally normal for you to feel, I don't know, kind of bleh about it. And it's, people are like, well, embrace it. It's fine. Your body's growing a human. Yeah, you can do that, but also kind of be bummed about it too. I think it's fine. I don't know. You can appreciate what your body can do for you, but I do understand how hard it is to watch your body change so fast. And so I think I was so hard on myself because my 2nd pregnancy, I gained total 14 pounds. That's all I gained. And I started out a lot smaller. And literally the day I went home from the hospital, I was back to pre-pregnancy weight. I could wear my pre-pregnancy jeans home from the hospital after my 2nd birth. And then the 3rd pregnancy, I started out heavier. And then I just gained so much weight. And it really messed with my head because I was comparing my 2 pregnancies. And that's what I should never have done. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is not compare your pregnancy you are at with what you have now versus your last pregnancies, because your life circumstances are different. You have more kids because obviously you have 3 kids. You're pregnant with your 4th. When you were pregnant with your 3rd, you only had 2 kids. So you have more kids. Makes it harder. I also think with each pregnancy, it gets a little bit harder. Like, labor might get easier, but the pregnancy itself, at least in my experience, gets a little bit harder every time. And that is all I really have to say about that. But I'm sorry you're feeling this way. It gets better. Like I said, I'm not just going to sit here and be like, well, you should appreciate your body, but also appreciate what your body can do. It's okay. It's okay if you gain a little more weight than you were thinking. It's okay. It's fine. Okay. Next one says, hold on. Dear Diary, we just went on vacation. Hold on. I gotta zoom up on this because my eyeballs can't read it. Okay. Dear Diary, we just went on vacation over spring break with my in-laws. Our Airbnb had a pool, So obviously we went swimming a lot. I packed mostly one-piece swimming suits, but I had one bikini I was really excited to wear. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law both confronted me on my way out to the pool and asked if I could change because it wasn't appropriate to be wearing that around the kids and it might make everyone else uncomfy. I said no. I would say no too, I think. You know, you probably, you didn't tell me exactly what kind of swimming suit you were wearing, but I'm guessing, I'm just guessing here, that it was probably not like a super tiny, itty-bitty string bikini. Because I could understand, like, if your whole entire butt cheeks are out or, like, you're barely covering, you know, your nipples, that would probably be a little bit inappropriate maybe to be wearing around kids. I could see that argument for sure. But if it's just, like, your belly showing pretty much and, like, your legs, it's not showing anymore. The only thing that it's showing that a one piece wouldn't show is your stomach. And I don't understand how someone's stomach can make someone uncomfortable. I don't get it. So, yeah, I would have said no too, especially because, I don't know, I was going to say something, but yeah. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. I would have said no too. Good for you. It sucks that they even said that to you because it's just dumb. And I don't know. I feel like when they say it could make everyone else uncomfy, they're talking about the men. They're like, it might make, like your sister-in-law's like, it might make, well, I guess it would be your, I don't know. I get your sister-in-law could be your husband's brother's wife, or it could be your husband's sister. Either way, I believe that they are talking about the men when they say it might make everyone else uncomfy. They're talking about the men. And if the men are having a problem, then they can go inside, right? Like, the pool's outside, there's an inside. Why don't they just go inside if they can't handle seeing a woman's stomach? All right, next one. I think this is... Okay, this one's kind of long, so bear with me. I'm 37 weeks pregnant, and I scheduled my last month of appointments and the day I wanted to get my membranes swept. It was for Monday, April 14th. Well, my midwife said she won't be able to do it because I will not be 38 weeks yet. I will be 37 weeks in 5 days. I'm just a little frustrated because I'm ready to be done with this pregnancy, and I'm pretty confident by conception date that my due date is actually April 15th, not April 30th. So I was planning on a membrane sweep on Monday, and if it didn't work, go back in Thursday, April 17th, or Friday, April 18th. But my midwife made me reschedule the Monday appointment for Thursday, April 17th, to be 38 weeks for a membrane sweep. I know it's only a few days different, but if this one doesn't work, my next appointment is April 23rd, and that is way longer than I want to be pregnant for. I know it sounds dumb, but I am miserable. I refuse to do another induction because Pitocin cramps are the worst, and I'm trying to go for my third unmedicated birth. So the membrane sweep is what I'm banking on. I know my body will eventually go into natural labor, but I don't want to wait that long. I have three other littles that I feel like I am failing because I am so exhausted and have no patience. I am a stay-at-home mom, and I am just trying my best, but I need this baby out of me. I feel you 100%. Those last couple weeks of pregnancy, it's like everything goes out the window. Yeah, like, everything goes out the window. You're like, I will do whatever it takes to get this baby out of me because you're so uncomfortable, especially if it's your, like, not your first pregnancy. It feels like the baby's literally going to fall out, at least in my experience. And it's just, it's terrible. My last pregnancy, I went into preterm labor, and I was at a 4 when they released me, and it was 34 weeks I went into preterm labor, and I was at a 4, and they got it stopped, but I was still pretty dilated, and they're like, okay, well, you just have to, like, walk around at a 4 until you go into labor. And it was so miserable. It was so miserable. But with my second baby, they did a membrane sweep and it worked immediately. I literally went into labor that night. In fact, I might have actually been in in early stages of labor when I went in for the membrane sweep. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like it does do something for sure. I don't know. Some people argue and say that it doesn't do anything, but it just gives you like a goal. You know, you're like, I have an appointment on Monday, and I just need to get to that appointment because I could go into labor that day. And then if you don't go into labor, you're like, okay, well, I'll wait till my next appointment. And then it just gives you like stepping stones. And so anytime a stepping stone towards getting that baby out gets pushed back, it's like devastating. And I know it's only a couple days. I totally feel you. But it makes a big difference when you're 40 weeks pregnant. It makes a big difference. It makes a big difference when you are pregnant, because pregnancy is just hard, you guys. It's really hard. Okay, but good news is there is an update to this story. So let's read it. It says, so part two of my dear diary entry from last week, I wrote about being frustrated about needing to move my 38 week appointment back a few days to be able to get a membrane sweep. A few days after I sent that in, Saturday, April 12th, my water broke at 4 a.m., the day of my baby shower. Yes, we canceled it. And I had my baby a few hours later. I wouldn't have even made it to my previous scheduled Monday appointment anyway. Just had to share the excitement and update from my previous write-in. I like squealed when I read this. So I was like, yay, that's so exciting. It just makes me happy. I love babies. I love birth. I love all of that. And it's so nice to have just gone into labor before your appointment, because you're not sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. And it sounds like you weren't preterm at all. So that's great. Obviously, if your doctor is going to do a membrane sweep, you know, now that I'm reading this at 38 weeks, I don't think my doctor let me have a membrane sweep until I was 39 weeks. Maybe that was only with my first baby. I can't remember. I didn't make it to 38 weeks with my last pregnancy. And I don't remember with my second. But anyway, here I am being like, how can I make this about me? But congratulations. I'm so happy that you had your baby. And it sounds like everything went well because you're writing this in. And my one question for you is, I feel like your baby shower was a little bit late in your pregnancy. Like, maybe I'm wrong. I only had one baby shower, which is fine because I didn't need other stuff. But I think I was like just barely into the third trimester. I don't know. Maybe it was the only day that it would work, whatever. But hopefully you still get presents. Hopefully people will still give you stuff, because that's part of throwing the baby shower, is like getting stuff that you don't have that you need. So hopefully you can either you have everything you need, or people will still give you that stuff. Not to sound like super, it's only about the presents, but it kind of is, okay? All right, that is all we have time for today. My baby is awake and my little girl is upstairs screaming. So hopefully you can't hear her. And I will see you guys next week. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. That's important. Leave a rating and review. And if you don't follow me on Instagram, make sure you go do that, because that's where I post all of the prompts. So make sure you go follow me on Instagram. It's My Sister's Diary Podcast. No spaces, no periods, anything. Just My Sister's Diary Podcast. Thank you, guys. I will see you next week. Bye. Okay, I'm back, and I have to tell you, both the girls did this. They did the thing where they're like they put their hand on top of the other hand, and they're like, open the lid. So you open the lid, and then they're like, stick your finger in. So I stick my finger in their hand, and then they're like, swirl it around. I'm doing this. I should have known. I know this joke. I swirl my finger around, and then they're like, okay, close the lid. So I put their hand back on top, and then they're like, thanks for cleaning my toilet. That's what they needed from me. That's why they were calling my name, is because they wanted me to clean their pretend toilet. Anyway, I thought that was funny. Well, it was my daughter's idea, just so you know.